as the way we were brought up. They're not, you know, I go there several times, and the way I see their living and the carry on of them, it's not what I would have liked to be.
In what ways?
In all ways, all the ways. The guns, the knives, the drugs, the disrespectfulness of them. It's just like here. They're very disrespectful, you know. It's just like here now. All over, I think it's the same. But they deal more with American because they have more American TV and everything down there. And just what the sea goes on and the television, they think they should play a part of that in St. Kitts now. Which, you know, I keep saying it's not the same.
Now we'll discover whether your diet had any part in your diabetes, but can you first tell me what your diet was in St. Kitts?
Well, we use a lot of sugar cane, sugar apple, custard apple. We have breadfruit, mangoes, and we have the lot. But I didn't become a diabetic until I had the last child. He was 11 pound 9 ounces. And it's after I had him, I went home after Mum passed away. She passed away in 82. I went home 83, and when I came back, I had to go to the hospital, and they said to me, "You are a diabetic." And I said, "No," because I went to the doctor before, and I took a sample of urine, and she said nothing was wrong with me.
Yeah. We'll come to your diagnosis in a minute, but just still staying with your life in St. Kitts, were there any members of your family who were diabetic?
Before, when I was there before, as far as I know, nobody was a diabetic then. But, and saying that, I couldn't just say that because they never used to tell you what happened. They don't tell you what happened to them, you know, when my gran and that was small, when I was small, they don't tell you what happened. If you ask what happened, they always fab you off and they usually say, you shouldn't ask question. So you wasn't allowed to ask any question. So I couldn't say whether anyone was a diabetic at that point or not. You know, that was in the 60s.